Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked and locked. Here we go. And dial is correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today, Jason. Thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm on my telephone.
I was going to say, you sound a bit different. Are we on a three-way call here? You, me, and the class.
Yeah, we are. And there was a lightning strike, and it took down the digital connection just like 1 minute before class time. So I'm watching it, and I'll reconnect if it ever comes back. So I know that you have called the house several times, and I've missed your calls. We've been out doing hay, and it's been quite a chore for days and days and days, morning through evening, repairing equipment, and we finally got it done. And Gwyneth, yesterday I mentioned that 100% of the time when we're hauling hay, there's always some careless, reckless, dangerous driver on the road who is intent on passing our trailer and our tractor while going down 1 mile of road, just one. And this happens to be a blacktop road that we just have to use to get from one hay field to our farm. And yesterday, the same exact thing happened. And so we have walkie-talkies. We have Bam is in the front with a tractor with a front-end loader and a bale spear on the back. I'm following with a trailer and a truck. Everybody's got lights flashing, headlights on, daytime, perfect visibility. And it always happens. There's plenty of room. And so we're doing about 20 miles an hour down the road and flying up on my tail on the, you know, the second in the caravan, flying up on my tail is this little red car, and pulls up right behind me, slams on his brakes because he's speeding, and then I can see him weaving to the left, weaving to the right. It's a double yellow line going up a hill, one lane coming, one lane going, and I know he can't see around me, and I know he can't see the oncoming traffic. I'm cresting the hill, he's below me, and he decides to pass me. And what that would do, when he passes me, he would get right behind or be in the oncoming traffic lane. Tractor trailer's coming toward us. And it looks like there's going to be a collision between him, the tractor trailer, Bam on his tractor, and me with the truck and the trailer. And I lost my temper. Happens every single time we do it. It's been going on for years and years and years. And I saw this guy was going to try to swing around me, and I just swung the trailer right in front of him. And I decided I was going to sacrifice the trailer rather than have him kill our son and me. And I certainly didn't care about the guy in the red truck, red car. I didn't care about him at all because it's the same guy. It's just they have different faces. It's sickening. And so I swung the trailer right in front of him, and then I jammed on the brakes. And this guy saw his light flash in front of his eyes because the trailer is bigger than his car. He jammed on his brakes, couldn't figure out what happened. And then he saw the oncoming tractor trailer. So I saved this moron's life. but I got to tell you, I hate it. I hate these inconsiderate, greedy, me first, selfish, reckless, careless drivers who are on the road, who are not paying attention, who think that everybody is in their way. I just hate it. And I'm thinking that any rulers who happen to be listening to this class, it's about time that you put some real strict rules in front of people who want to learn how to drive. And I think there should be a much more stringent written test and a much more stringent behind-the-wheel test before someone is issued a license. And if they have an accident during the first 2 years of driving a vehicle, so let's say they start at 17 and they have an accident before they're 19, they lose their privilege for 5 years. That is what is necessary to fix this problem, because people are absolutely dangerous on the road. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, this is it. You should see them with horses. I mean, their behavior, that red car, how they behave around horses. They've clearly never seen a horse go through someone's windscreen. And they take no account that the bonnet height of a car is just around about the height to, you know, take the legs out from under a horse.
Yeah, and you're right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, the Amish, we have the Amish out here in our neck of the woods in Missouri. And they have these black buggies. They have this little tiny flashing red light. I mean, it's a one LED red light, and it blinks. And it's really hard to see the black buggies, hard to see the black horses, or dark brown horses are hard to see. And they ride these buggies, and they're only going maybe 8 miles an hour, something like that. And the cars are impatient. So they get behind these buggies. The buggies are pulled over to the extreme. You know, I'm talking about two-lane roads, one lane coming, one lane going, and double yellow lines to indicate it's not safe to pass. Everybody knows that. But people don't seem to adhere to that safety rule. Don't pass on a double yellow line. Well, with the Amish, the cars do is they ride right on the tail of the buggy. They scare the horses. They scare the driver of the buggy, and they put everybody at risk. And then what happens is the first car rides the tail behind the buggy. The next car rides the tail of the car right behind the buggy. And pretty soon there's a train of cars riding each other's tails. And you can watch, if you happen to be one of them, you can watch in the rear-view mirror, the side-view mirror, the cars weaving to the left to see if they can pass. So a guy maybe 10 cars back is going to want to pass everybody in front of him to get in front of the buggy. It's absolutely not safe. And I was taught, you don't pass from behind. You wait till the guy in front of you passes. It's absolutely out of control what people are doing. And maybe it's time to start hanging these people in the public square for the reckless, careless, inconsiderate, and dangerous behavior. I'm not kidding. Out of control.
Yeah, this is absolutely the truth. And the other thing is that around horses on the road, I've noticed this with Lily, by the way. She's getting a lot better with her bomb-proofing training. It takes weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks to bomb-proof a horse, probably several months to bomb-proof a horse. By bomb-proof, that's an old cavalry term. It means to get the horse to the point where it's another name for it is unflappable. And both of those terms mean the same thing, where you could flap anything next to a horse. You could let a bomb off next to it and it wouldn't flinch. That's a figurative term. In cavalry, sometimes it was actually an actual term. But that is the purpose of doing this sort of training with a horse. It takes several months to do it. Lily had the beginnings of it, but she, you know, I had an accident, and she had a rather long break. She had a couple of years break, and so we're just getting back into it now since earlier on this year. And it's not the first car that passes. It's the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth car that passes. Because the horse is a prey animal. When it sees one, and it regards cars as being predators, when it sees one car going past, this is, oh yeah, all right, whatever. When it sees the second car going past, and it goes, uh-oh. And then it sees the third car going past, and it sees these guys are definitely ganging up on me. My gosh, there's a whole pack of them. And then you'll start to see the feet move, the ears move, the head thrown up. And that's when you need to watch it with a horse, is when it begins to joggle its feet around, move from side to side, throw its head up, move faster. You know there's trouble coming. And then if the fifth and sixth and seventh car pass, the horse will lose it. And it will stop thinking, and it might jump out of the way or it might jump into the way because it's not thinking. It stops thinking at that point. And if you're lucky, it will jump out of the way. If you're not so lucky, it will jump through your windscreen. So if you're out and about and you see a horse with it, the rider or the person with it is, or maybe there's nobody with it, I don't know, maybe it's escaped from a field or something. If you see it, proceed with extreme caution. Just crawl past it. Don't halt. Don't, you know, do anything silly. Just crawl past it until you're past it. And then when you're right past it, like about 100 metres past it, then you gradually accelerate. And that's what you do. And even if you see a horse that's not having problems, please slow down. Please give it a wide berth, because the horse might not seem like it's having problems, but it takes about 1 second for a horse to decide it's going to have a problem. And if you are somewhere inconvenient during that 1 second, you might be in the way. And you as an automobile, cannot move out of the way in that 1 second. So that's a bit of horses on the road safety, and that goes for being ridden. That goes for if you see a horse in harness, if you see a horse being ridden, or if you see a horse being walked on foot. So, because all of them can have problems. And they might be fine when you first see them, and you might just turn your head for a second and then you turn back to look at it again. And it's hit, like I say, headed through your windscreen. They can do that. Usually they don't. It's actually quite rare for horses to do that. But stupid drivers, and, you know, Archie used to have a saying. He used to say people think red cars, you know, because he was speaking in a Scottish way, he'd say, with a manner of sarcasm, you know the red cars go faster, don't you? I'm sure that's the attitude the drivers have. So I can hear music.
Yeah, and I wonder why people buy red cars in the first place.
Because they go faster.
Yeah, I happen to have a red truck, and it's only because the only one
I can find. Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Vincent's live in Australia. And we're experiencing some technical difficulties here at USA Preparers. I'm not sure where the technical difficulty is. I've reset all of our equipment. It looks like it's okay at our end. Jason, can you maybe reset the digital connection at your end? It could be there. Glenn, we're talking about reckless drivers, careless drivers, and then you add to the mix the Teslas and the autonomous drivers. Yesterday, I was talking about the trip to go pick up the hay. And then we had the trailer loaded. We had 7 bales of hay, 7,000 pounds of hay on a trailer. Trailer might weigh 1,500 pounds. And then there's the truck, the diesel truck pulling the trailer. And then Bam was in front of me coming down our dirt road. And just, it's a little less than a mile on our dirt road. And the dirt road is wide enough for 1.5 cars. That means that one car is going to have to pull over right to the edge of the ditch. And one car stops. And the rule is, the unwritten rule is, the smaller vehicle stops for the heavier vehicle to proceed. Because the heavier vehicle is having a tougher time going through the dirt road. And little cars, you know, can stop and start much more easily. Well, so yesterday I was going down the road toward the farmhouse with Bam was in the lead and he had the tractor. And it was really interesting. There was this little pickup truck, you know, small S10 pickup truck coming toward us in the middle of the road. And this guy was not going to move over for Bam's tractor, and he was not going to move over for me with a bigger load right behind Bam. So we have our headlights on, we have our flashers on, and this little pickup truck is going to push us off the road. Bam had a front wheel, a front loader on the tractor, and it has bale spork forks, two of them. They're about 3 feet long, and they are like javelins. They are like jousting poles. And he had his headlights on, and this moron's coming toward him, and is not going to move over. So Bam raised the bale fork to windshield height, aimed them right at this guy's face, and let him know if he doesn't move over, he will be wearing the front bale forks through his windshield. And the guy, at the last minute, decided he was going to be impaled because he was coming. He wasn't going to stop. He wasn't going to move over. He wasn't going to share the road. He was going to drive right through the tractor. And Bam showed him that the first thing that he was going to feel was the bale forks going through his windshield. The guy pulled over at the last minute. This is the kind of nonsense that's going on. People are just not considerate. They are not polite. And I think it's increasing at an increasing rate. Gwyneth?
That's absolutely insane. Because, I mean, we have a hay truck come here from time to time, you know, to drop off hay for Lily the horse. And they're heavy. They're really heavy. Yeah. A couple of 5 foot round bales, 4 foot round bales. I think the round bales are 5 foot wide and was it 4 or 5 feet tall? Might be four, 5 foot.
You're right. Our bales.
5 foot by 5 foot.
Our bales.
They're really big.
They hold
about 500 kilograms, so about 1,000 pounds of hay.
That's right. That's the size that I make, and that's the size we were hauling yesterday. 5 feet wide,
yeah.
four feet tall, 1,000 pounds. Now, some people make them 4 feet wide and 5 feet tall, but I like the feet wide because when you have them 5 feet wide, the belts on the baler, you have an extra foot or an extra 25% more belts on the baler that roll the hay, and it rolls a much nicer bale of hay. As far as I'm concerned. So I use the odd size.
That'd be 5 feet wide.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is people are really inconsiderate. And you know, it's really easy to fix road rage. It really is. All you have to do is make sure that people are polite and considerate and know the rules and pay attention. That's it. And then there won't be any road rage. We'll be right back.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
USA News Update. Kevin McCarthy is no longer Speaker of the House. A historic vote yesterday forced by Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz was able to get every Democrat and just over a half dozen House Republicans to vote to remove him. North Carolina Congressman Patrick McHenry is now acting Speaker until a new Speaker election is held. Word is, a candidate forum for Speaker will be held next Tuesday, with the election being held on Wednesday the 11th. The House will be in recess until next week. Still no winner, so the big prize keeps growing in the already big Powerball jackpot drawing. The next chance to win big comes up later today with an estimated $1.2 billion on the line. If you would so prefer, as most people do, take that lump sum, that would be over $551 million. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. This can be sliding.
What are today's hot
last day?
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah. Does it sound any better? Jason fixed it. So, class, I want to make it clear that, you know, yesterday's problem with trying to haul hay is a problem that can be very simply fixed with people being polite. And you know, in Missouri, we're a bunch of dopes. As a matter of fact, we're officially a bunch of dopes because marijuana is legal in many places in Missouri. So that means that people are high on the road. And this guy, after Bam explained to him that, okay, it looks like you're not going to stop and you're going to crash head-on right into the tractor. After he explained that visually to the guy by saying, okay, we're all going to get hurt, but you are going to feel it first. when the forks of this front end loader go right through your windshield, because you're going to crash right into me and you're not stopping. You're not pulling over. You're not being polite. You're not following the rules of the road. Looks like you're going to crash right into him. So he explained it, and the guy pulled over. And then, after Bam passed him, there was a couple hundred feet where I was behind Bam. Then the guy pulls right out in the middle of the road again, and he's aiming right at me. And then he gets the impression that maybe he should move over because it looks like he's going to crash into a three-quarter ton pickup truck with a huge load of hay that's going to fall on everybody, starting with falling on me because I'm pulling the hay, and then the rolls are going to land on him and kill him too. And then he realized that maybe he should pull over. This is insanity. And then he hangs out the window, sorry, man. This is what our rulers have done. They have legalized driving incapacitated. That's what they've done. And the only thing that's going to stop this is when some crazy high guy or gal crashes into one of these rulers. And they're going to say, oh man, he was high. He was high, and that's what happened. We better stop this. But until that happens, I think this insanity will continue. People can't drive on the road fully intact, let alone partially intact, mentally self-incapacitated, driving behind the wheel. They can't do it. It's really hard to stay calm behind this microphone, Gwyneth. It really is.
Yeah, I get it. I completely get it. And, you know, I don't know if you stack your hay. You know, there's a lot of hay trucks out there, and they have the bales stacked two rows high. I don't know if you do that or not.
That's exactly it. That's exactly the situation.
That would make the trailer rather top heavy,
which means that
if you have to stay exactly on the middle of the road so that the camber on each side balances the load of hay, because that's quite a top-heavy trailer. And if you have to swing across to the side of the road, if there's any camber on the road, that trailer's going to flip over.
And there is. There is. These roads are, what we call it, crowned.
You have to exactly stay in the center of the road so that you are remaining completely vertical and that trailer is not going to flip over.
Well, that is the case. And the bales were, as we discussed, 4 feet tall, 5 feet wide, and they're roughly the full width of the trailer. And it's a two-axle trailer, four tires, two axles, and pulled by a diesel truck, heavy truck. And this guy, I guess, realized that if he crashes into the front of my truck, the hay is going to go rolling right over my truck bed, over the roof of the truck, over the hood of the truck, and then land on him. I think he figured that out. And he decided that the best thing to do would be to move over. But he did it at the last second. And I can understand why people have road rage because of morons like this. It seems like almost anybody's allowed to get behind the wheel. And we have people who don't have driver's licenses. They're called illegal invaders. Those illegal aliens don't have driver's licenses. They don't have insurance. They get behind the wheel of vehicles, and they cause problems. Joe, are you paying attention, Joe? Well, I guess that's a rhetorical question. It's unbelievable what's happening in this country. Gwyneth, you left me a message. And the message was that Vladimir Putin and his team have tested the Russian alert system, the system that says We are under attack. Take shelter. Prepare to take potassium iodate tablets now. That kind of a message. Now, I'm paraphrasing. That was yesterday. Yesterday, Russia tested their sirens, their interruption of radio broadcasts, and their interruption of television broadcasts across 11 time zones. Russia is 11 time zones wide. And they tested it. Now, not to be outdone, today we test ours. No kidding. So at around 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time, 2:20 this afternoon, 20 minutes after 2 o'clock, the United States is testing a national cell phone and cable TV type system to broadcast through those two mediums a message to tell you that they're testing the system. So Russia tested theirs, we're testing ours. This is scary stuff. And you know what? Before Joe, we were buddies with the Russians. We were friends. And in World War II, we saved their butts. And they saved our butts in World War II. The Russians. And I think Joe and company have destroyed that relationship to the point where they're testing their nuclear alert system. And we're not calling it our nuclear alert system test. But what else is it? What else is it? Now, here's a question I have for you, class. Our government didn't tell us why exactly they're doing this test. It's kind of like when you get a software update. A software update maybe 20 years ago would say, yeah, click here, that your software will be updated because we are improving this, that, and the other thing. They would tell you why. Maybe not completely. Maybe there was some skullduggery in the software update. Kind of like when the government says, yeah, we launched a communication satellite. What the heck is a communication satellite? Is that a satellite that has cameras and spies on you? Is it a satellite that intercepts telecommunications? What is a communication satellite? Does it intercept phone calls? I don't know. Because they lie all the time about everything. Well, what is this? What is this test? Maybe this is a test to see who's connected. Because they have a way of telling whether your phone picked up that message, that text message. They know whether it was delivered or not. Think about this, class. If your phone is able to receive that text message, they'll know where you were at that time. Is it a good thing that they're doing this all call? Now hear this? Is it good? Maybe. But it used to be the radio. It used to be two positions on the AM dial where there was a national alert system. And all radio stations and all television stations would receive a message from Washington saying, turn your radio dial to the specific frequency, low on the dial and high on the dial. And now hear this message, because it's important. We're under attack kind of a message. Now it looks like it's cell phones, but cell phones can be tracked. I don't know what the government's doing. I don't have a cell phone. It's not an issue to me. I don't know what they're doing. But I do know that they're testing a communication system for everybody to pay attention to. Gwyneth, do you have any more information about that?
Yeah, I just, you know, we are right on the brink of the apocalypse. Okay, I've actually had some email communications with a class member by the name of Brett. over the last few days. Hello, Brett. And we've been backing and forthing about the apocalypse. And because I've been studying the topic of the apocalypse for the last over 30 years, 31 years or thereabouts now. And so he had a question, and I answered it. And I sent you a copy of the email, but I'm not sure that, with his permission, but I'm not sure if you received it or not.
I did.
And it's, you know, if you want to read that out on air, that would be fine by me, because I don't have it immediately in front of me. But we
it would take,
maybe
it would take an hour. It would take an hour to read it.
Yeah. But it was. It's basically that if you go to Ezekiel chapter 38 and Ezekiel chapter 39, it describes God's discussions with a character by the name of Gog from the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. And chief, in the Hebrew language, the word is Rosh. So some Bible translations have the prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal. And Rosh being also the Hebrew word for Russia as well. So there's two ways of interpreting it, and depending on what Bible version you have. But you can interpret it as meaning Russia, and especially since at the end of his days, Meshech, or Moshe, settled near a particular northern river, and he named that northern river after himself and his wife. His wife's name was Kavah, so that he called the river Mosh Kavah after himself and his wife. That's the Moscow River. He and his descendants built a town there. The town became a city. The city's still there. The city's called Moscow, Mosh Kavah. And these guys, I reckon, okay, there are two contenders.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, when you're done with this particular part of class, I will read the emergency alert test information as reported by CNET, CNET.com. Gwyneth, back to you.
Okay. All right. Well, in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, it describes the discussion that God has with a fellow by the name of Gog from the land of Magog, the chief prince or Rosh prince of Meshech and Tubal. And this is, behold, I am against you. Basically, that sums it up. And the reason why God is against Gog, okay, who is a spirit, but he's a spirit that takes over people. An international leader of a region, okay, a national leader of a region. Gog possesses this man and uses this man for his own end, or sometimes woman, depends, whatever. There's two contenders for Gog, as far as I can see. One is Vladimir Putin, and the other one is Prince Charles, or King Charles, as he is now. Both of them physically would qualify for the title of Gog from the land of Magog, because Prince Charles is actually descended on the direct male line from Vlad Dracul, who is the most prominent of the princes of Magog down through the centuries, definitely the most prominent of them. Magog being a very large region, right from Albania at the northern foot of the Taurus Mountains in the south, all the way to Ukraine in the north, taking up much of Central and Eastern Europe along the way. And, but oh my gosh, this ends in the Battle of Armageddon. This prophecy is being fulfilled as we speak. The nations mentioned in the prophecy are all lining up as a part of this war. And right at the end of one of the chapters, I forget which chapter, I think it's that right at the end of chapter 38, I could be wrong, it mentions about Gog going up against the land of unwalled villages where people build villages in the middle, build towns, cities in the middle of deserts. Nobody does that in the ancient world. You see ruins in deserts, but that's because the people wore out the landscape and turned it into a desert. They didn't build towns in deserts. But there's a country out there where people build cities without walls, and they, you know, there's no gates, no bars on these cities, which is unusual from the time. Most cities had walls and bars and gates. But this is a land where the cities have no walls. And it is a land where the people build cities in the middle of deserts. So, I don't know, for instance, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Albuquerque, Los Angeles, the list goes on. I think, you know, and that Gog, in a break in between going out and heading for Armageddon, heads for this land of unwalled cities, where people build cities in the middle of deserts to loot and to do terrible things to the woman and to kill the men and to rob their cattle, and to rob their silver, and to rob their gold. And this is the people, this is the funniest thing. It says in the prophecy that the people of this land are the people of the land of young lions, which is England in Bible prophecy, Britain, that is, and also the land of Sheba and Dedan, which is Africa. So you're the land that's from the white man, English speakers, Africans, and people from Tarshish. And Tarshish is the Iberian Peninsula, so Spain. So the Spanish, the English speakers, and the black people get together and they form a nation. Now, what nation do you think that might be? Can I hear music again, Vincent?
You do.
I can.
We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs. She's live in Australia. And Gwyneth is a researcher, and she's an environmental scientist. She lives off the grid. She is a farmer. And she grows her own food, raises her own animals, and looks up and looks down and pays attention.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.